It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios, as always, every week, we get a chat with the Carbon County Sheriff, Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to be here. I appreciate you guys letting us have this opportunity.
Oh, for sure, especially when there are things going on throughout the community that we need to let people know about. And this is a really tough time of the year. We're all starting to save. We're starting to think about the holidays. The last thing you want to do is be scammed out of your money.
You know, it's sad that it happens this time of year because people's goodwill gets taken advantage of often. So there are a few scams that I'd like to share with the community this week. One of them is an IRS scam. So a number will call you, the person will say they're from the IRS, and they'll tell you that you owe taxes from last year that you didn't pay. And that if you can make a payment right now, today, over the phone, they will not issue a warrant for you. And then they'll tell you that if you don't make the payment, you're going to go to jail for 90 days, and they're going to turn that over to the sheriff's office to be arrested and all that. So there's a few problems, obviously, with that. The IRS never, ever takes money over the phone. They generally don't do business over the phone either. They'll send you a certified letter and have you appear in person before them. And if you ever get arrested on a warrant or had a warrant out for your arrest, that doesn't have a number of days that you do in jail on it. It basically has a bail. It ensures that you'll come to court. So if someone says, I'm going to issue a warrant for your arrest and you're going to do 90 days in jail, that's a full-on lie. You could bail out and never go to jail. You could go post your bail, or you could be in court and be released at the first court date. So that's something else that just doesn't add up with that scam. So if you get a call like that, contact your local law enforcement, contact your local banking institution, or even the IRS themselves. They'll ask for your personal information. Don't give it to them over the phone. And it's just a full-on scam.
Right, especially when you hear them say, I've even heard people tell me stories that they got a phone call just like that, and they said that an officer would be at their home to arrest them shortly if they don't pay it. Tell them great. Yeah, send them on over. I'd love to chat with them when they get here.
Yeah. The other thing that I've told my family, if you get that kind of a call, tell them, let me get my files together and I'll meet with you in your office. What time should I be there? And that'll usually end it as well.
So. Right. Well, Sheriff, unfortunately, there are these scams going throughout the community. And sometimes you're completely caught off guard, especially, it happened to me just last week. I had a local cell phone number calling my cell phone. So I answered it, and lo and behold, it definitely was not a local person.
You know, that's called spoofing your number. They can spoof your number, and it can show up as a local business. We've had that in the last month, that a local business was getting, people were calling that business saying, hey, I paid my bill, but yet you're calling me trying to collect. And they had no idea that was going on. It was a scam. It was people just that knew that this business operated in Carbon County, and they were trying to get people to pay them. So that's called spoofing your number. They can do that. There's another one out there that you'll get an email from Netflix that says you have to update your account. And it's very convincing. It looks like a legitimate, it takes you to what looks to be a legitimate website, and it asks for your personal information, your credit card numbers, and all that stuff to update your account. Don't fall for that one either. I would not do anything without contacting Netflix, a contact you know for sure, or any business like that. I just wouldn't, I'd be very careful not to do any business online or over the phone.
Right. And it can be so deceiving because, like you said, with the Netflix one, I've had one through our Square account. So it can be very deceiving when you think it is a legitimate email and you're thinking, oh my gosh, something's wrong with my account here. I've got to fix it. Well, every time I get one of these emails, I don't even follow the links. I call the business and from there.
That's the correct way to handle that. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize the knowledge the banking institutions have. Your bank knows every scam that's out there. So if you feel like something's fishy, contact your local banking institution and they'll take care of it for you. The challenge law enforcement has with a lot of these scams is they're operated outside of our country. So they're in Budapest or somewhere. And so when we try to trace them back, it's a ghost. They terminate that contact and they start another one. And so it's very challenging for us to investigate. So it's better not to be victimized. Just don't give them any money. And that's the best way, because it's almost impossible to get your money back.
Right, it is. And especially for those that have maybe a teenager that has a cell phone, educate them on these things and let them know that their phone number is accessible to anyone. And they can find these numbers and they can spoof the numbers. And aside from that, even the elderly in our community, make sure that you're talking to them about these scams.
Well, yeah. And I shared with you, I'll share with the public. I had a friend of mine think he was answering my call. They spoofed my number. And he was like, hey, Sheriff, what are you doing? And the person was trying to scam them out of things. So it can be any number. And I don't know how they get them, but they can. And they can spoof it. It can look like it's coming from your own family member. So.
Right. So definitely be aware. Even if it's a contact that you have saved in your phone, you answer it and it's not that person, it definitely could be a scam.
I'm going to go out on a limb, though, and tell you if Tom Brady calls your phone, you might want to try to answer it just in case the one in a million chance it could be him.
It might be him. I mean, hey, I have been... I've been giving him my number for years. I'm fingers crossed one day he will call me and it won't be a scam artist.
Well, just don't break the stalking injunction.
All right. Okay. I won't. Well, Sheriff, as always, thanks so much for coming in and filling us in on some of these scams that are going on throughout our entire community. And like I mentioned earlier, especially this time of the year, be extra cautious.
Yeah, this time of year, your goodwill will be preyed upon. And you know, everyone, I hope everyone enjoys the holiday season. We're going into Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's a wonderful time of the year. Just be cautious.
Absolutely. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. For more on this interview or additional Castle Country Focus interviews, you can head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.